Hello and welcome to the 47th episode of Brawl Stars with Zoss and Ben.
I'm Zoss.
And I'm Ben. And today we're going to be ranking the game modes, like how good we like them.
And each of us will do a different one.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to start with our lowest one.
Yeah. But first, Squeak's coming tomorrow. There will be a box opening video and a box opening episode on that. Which one do you want to be in?
I'm gonna do the video.
All right, so the video will have Zoss opening boxes, and the episode will have me opening the boxes. And should we do them by ourselves, or should we do them together?
What do you mean by that?
Like, should we both be in the episode, both be in the video?
Yes.
Or are you,
so
you sure?
So we can have the reactions.
Because, like, I might finish school earlier, and then you might still be in school.
Well, I can just come over and look at it for 10 minutes. Okay.
All right.
Want to start with
first? We're starting with ranking Takedown, Lone Star, and Knockout, since they're not permanent game modes. Well, Knockout might end up being, but I don't know. All right. Why don't you start?
I'm gonna start with my lowest one. So Knockout, I just don't think it's very fun. Don't really know why. Just it's kind of like worst showdown to me. But killing the last person and living with like 20 health is very satisfying and nice.
All right, my last of the three special ones is Takedown. So it's fun getting a million cubes, but if you get like over 500 trophies or something, just everyone's playing Colt. So it's just like luck if you win. It's annoying. All right, your second.
My second is Lone Star because it's just better bounty and you're on your own. Except like it can be kind of annoying if. I don't know. It's just sometimes it's not very fun. But most of the time it's just kind of like showdown, but you get a respawn. And sometimes it's really nice if there's like a big battle and you respawn right beside it and you're just like, death.
Okay. Yeah, I also have Lone Star as the second best and second worst of those three game modes. And yeah, I mean, like, it is like a funner version of bounty, but it's really annoying getting your kill stolen it's just plagued by Leons and Jeans. And I feel like the respawn point should be a bit better. I don't know.
Should be like a clump of respawn points.
And what's your favorite of those three game modes?
My favorite is Takedown. I think we just did the opposite. My favorite is Takedown, and there's lots of juice, which is power cubes, and you can just get like 80 or something. And then just hit the boss.
If nobody's killing the robot, you can.
Yeah, if you hit and then just hit the robot like twice and you're like, boom, I'm in first. And then you hit it like twice more and then it's dead. And there's lots of smacking too. So you can
smacking?
Just, yes. What's smacking that? The robot with your weapons.
And your punches and whatever. Yeah. Alright, I have Knockout as first of those three game modes. So if throwers were banned, and also if you couldn't play Bow and Nanny together, this would be my favorite game mode, but with those things, it's super toxic. Like at higher trophies, if you don't have a Bow and Nanny on your team, you automatically lose, basically. It's just really annoying.
Bow Nanny and Barley versus Bow Nanny and Tick.
But if you couldn't have, like, those, like, six brawlers I just listed, then it would be really fun. Probably be my favorite, actually. All right, now we're going on to the actual list of game modes.
Yes.
Do you want to start with your number 9?
Well, I start with this, so you can start with yours.
All right, sure.
Wait, there's 9?
Yeah,
I think I may have missed one.
Did you get... Which one did you miss?
I don't know. Silence.
Oh, I just have an extra thing in there. Never mind, there are 8.
Okay, you go first since I went first the other time.
Yeah, alright, so in number 8, I have Siege. So, it's annoying because, like, once the enemy gets a robot, it's basically game over. Unless they all kill themselves trying to get damage on the Ike. But usually they just send the robot out and get, like, pressure up a little. But when the robot gets, like, to, like, 10,000 health, they pull back. And it's so hard to get into the middle ground. And even if you do eventually get in, it'll take a while, and they'll have gotten the next robot. So it's just basically game over once the enemies get the first robot. So, but it can be really fun if you get the first robot, but it's just, I don't know, it's just really annoying. And a lot of people don't like Siege, and I gave it 1.7 stars out of 5.
Okay, my lowest is the poo that you just said. So it's just Heist plus Gem Grab plus Robo Rumble equals, and that equals Poo Fart, which is Siege, and I'm bad at it, so it's bad game mode, and I have no further explanation. It has 0.1 stars.
All right.
And those are the games I win.
And in 7th place, I have Duo Showdown. And, I mean, like, I used to love it, but now I suck at it. Like, I either go on huge losing streaks or huge winning streaks. And it's just really, really random. And, I mean, like, it is a good game mode. I just, like, it doesn't have as much teaming as normal Showdown. Like, it only has teaming when everyone's playing Max and Tick together. Ho, ho, ho. But I just suck at it. And I gave it 2 stars.
Okay, my second lowest is Bounty, and I don't really know why, but I just don't really like it. Maybe it's just the way the stars work. Like, I think you should just get 1 star for a kill. Because it's not necessarily that you're better when you have the most stars. You'd be super easy to kill, it's just you're standing behind a wall, and then you let everyone get low, and you just run out and spam, and then, yay, you have 9 stars, and someone comes up and kills you. And then they just win, because it's just, it's, I don't know, 1.5 stars.
Alright, and then in 6th place, I also have Bounty, but yours was in 7th place. So I really liked, like the kill-based objective, and how it's, there's, like, no teaming and Showdown. And unlike Knockout, it's not plagued by Bow and Nanny anymore. I mean, like, occasionally you run into it, but it's not as good anymore. So yeah, it's pretty fun. I really like Mortis. I love playing him, and it's his best game mode. So it's really fun to play him there. And also just, I really like long range brawlers.
I actually think I've never played Mortis and Bounty.
You've never played him there? A lot of the time when I get Power League Bounty, I play him. Sorry, random teammates, if you hate Mortises. And I gave it 3 stars out of 5.
Okay, I'm on to my 6th place. I have Gem Grab, because it's just not very fun to stand around waiting for the gems to pop up. But killing a mass gem carrier, like a 14 gem carrier, when like there's like 2 seconds left is very satisfying. And so being at like 2 health and being a mass gem carrier, and there's like 2 seconds left of Shelly Supers, you're like, oh, I have 2 health left. And then 1-0, and then you're fine.
I think it's weird how you said it's not very fun to stand around waiting for gems to pop up. You yeah. wrote that.
I did.
Because you're usually fighting people constantly.
Oh, no. To me, I'm usually standing
around.
You just
stand there. You, like, kill everyone always, and you just stand there. Like, as soon as they get into your sight, you just kill them, and then you just stand there.
No, what happens is, like, I just hide behind a wall and kill some people. Well, that's true. Sometimes it's just, like, Bounty, but...
Because usually in Gem Grab, not many people die. Usually it's a very cautious game.
Exactly. That's what you're waiting around. Sometimes...
No, but I mean, like, you're usually fighting the people, too. But you're not, like, rushing in. Or, like, killing them all and then just waiting there. Like, sometimes you can
agree
get
to disagree.
Alright. In number 5, I have Gem Grab. So I really like the strategy involved with the gem carrier and, like, the lanes. If you don't know, when you're playing Gem Grab with a full team, you want to assign someone to be in the middle, pick up all the gems, and then assign 2 people in the lanes to, like, go aggro, pressure up, support their gem carrier. And, yeah, and I also like how there's, like, the lock of the gem spawns, like, it's spawning on your side or their side.
Oh, wait, I didn't say the stars for Gem Grab.
What is
2 stars. My stars are quite low until it gets higher up.
Yeah, and Gem Grab, I mean, like, you can play a lot of brawlers there. Like, even brawlers that are bad, you can pull off, like, some cool things with them. Like, Bull, for example, you can just chain, like, a million supers and zoom, 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 get, like, a triple kill, like, even if they're really far apart. Like, kill one person, super to another person, and super to the last person. And then you can super away with all the gems. There's some clips of it, and it's really cool. And, of course, like, there's just... It's just mostly, like, I don't know. I like playing lanes because you just basically can go aggro and it doesn't really matter as much as being the gem carrier. And I don't really like being the gem carrier because you have to be really careful.
Okay.
Why don't you just play, say, number 5?
Yeah, number 5 for me is Heist. To me, it is very enjoyable.
Why are we... Mm-hmm. so far we've had like the same things in order. Like you've said Siege, and I said Siege, and then you said Jemgar, then I said Jemgar.
Your bounty just, I mean, your duo showdown just squished it, so it's bad.
But I mean, like, our stuff is actually really close, like, in stuff, so you're just basically hearing one list.
Yeah. So, heist, it is very yummy to smack a box, and I like getting on top of the safe while everyone else is funny, and then just smacking it till the other team finally notices that their safe has went down 50%, and then they come out and kill me. But some brawlers I hate there, and some I love. Like, I love El Primo in certain maps, but I hate, like... Who do I hate? I just don't play brawlers I hate
Mortis.
In heist, so I don't remember.
It's funny playing Mortis in heist.
Sometimes I can hate Nita because I'm trying to defend, even though she's mainly for offensive playing. And then I'm defending.
For Nita, you defend on you once you get your bear, and then you go ahead. You done with heist?
Yeah.
Well, in number four, I have heist. So it reminds me of Clash Royale, and I used to really like Clash Royale, so it's sort of like nostalgic. And also, I have a ton of fun playing Colette there. And Amber, and just, like, I don't know. I just, like, I really like getting, like, clutch, like, pushes where, like, you're down, like, 30%. Then you zoom up and, like, deal, like, 31% damage to the safe. And it's just, like, so nice. Yeah, and just a lot of brawlers are really fun there. Except for, like, Mortis or Jean.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, some brawlers are just not very good.
All right, you're number four now.
Yes. My number four is Hot Zone.
Oh, wait. I give Heist 3.5 stars.
I give Heist 3 stars. My next one's Hot Zone, and standing is very
fun. My gem grab is also 3.2 stars. And I don't know if I said my bounty, but it's 3 stars.
3 stars for bounty. So Hot Zone is my number four. And I think standing is quite fun, especially in designated zones, and control is fun.
You think standing is fun?
Yes, very fun.
But you just said it was boring to stand around.
In Hot Zone, that you're waiting, but you're actually doing something when you're standing. I mean, in Gem Grab, you're waiting, but in Hot Zone, you're doing something by standing.
Okay.
And control is fun, and I'm okay at it, so Hot Zone is okay, but better because you get to stand and accomplish things by standing. Satisfying things. Like seeing the percent go up.
And then in number three for me, I have Hot Zone. I really like this game mode. And I think it's just because I really love, like, control. Like, I just love getting control and just not letting anyone get close. Like I really like just control brawlers. Like, I love, like, playing Penny and Ems and, like, Amber.
My Hot Zone's 3.5 stars.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, I just love sitting in the zone, not letting anyone get in. And I like the one zones better. I think you do too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. The one, I like dueling. No, zone. Not dueling beetle. I think it is dueling
beetles. Dueling beetles is a one zone, so is Ring of Fire. Yeah.
I like dueling beetles because Sandy's, like, good there. And I have Sandy.
Dueling beetles, well, he's good in, like, every
Hot Zone map. Yeah, but he's, like, that's, like, my favorite map for him.
Oh, by the way, in case you don't know, there were new balance changes today. The brawlers that were buffed were Shelly, Carl... there's more. Shelly, Carl. You can look at them. Just search, like, Brawl Stars balance changes, like, or balance just changes. Watch Karo's Times video. We don't have time to go over it. Really like Hot Zone because I love control, like, game modes. I also like Gem Grab, but not as much because it's not just control.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave Hot Zone 4 stars.
Okay, my next person is...
Your number three.
My number three is Duo Showdown at 3.8 stars. So, you'll hear the explanation later. So, it's just solo showdown with a teammate. But everyone has them, too, so it can't be annoying. That's all I have to say, because I'm going to say stuff.
I really hate when you kill someone in duos, and then their teammate responds immediately. Like right when you kill them.
Yeah, and then you're screwed if they're, like, a Shelly or something. You're just like...
Unless you kill them from far away.
That's true. And then they can just steal the cubes. Okay, number two for you.
All right, number two for me is Solo Showdown. So, most people go to Solo Showdown for pushing, because it's just the easiest place to push. Because it's not just like you either win or lose. It's like you, it's just like a scale, basically. It's like you win a lot, and then it shortens down by winning a little, littler and littler, and then you lose more. It's like if you look at, if you tip an hourglass sideways, it's like that. And I really like Battle Royale games a lot. I'll like, just like last person standing wins. Also, like the modifiers are cool. I really want them to add those to other game ones. That'd be awesome. And the only thing keeping Soul Shooting from number one and Infinite Stars would be teaming. It's so sad.
I actually barely see any teams.
Well, yeah, because you don't have high trophy
rewards. But you can just key. You can just team then.
I know, but it's not fun teaming because it's not playing the game. It's just going, oh, spinny, spinny, spin, Beyblade. And I gave Soul Shooting 4.5 stars out of 5. But if they annihilate it, if you could like report people who teamed or something, it'd be like 5 stars. What's your number two?
My number two is made of poo. It is, well, that's what number two is. It's Brawl Ball at 4 stars, so it's just soccer and Brawl Stars, and it's very good. And I like trick shots, bopping people to the side when they're carrying it, so like you're a stew and you just knock it to their hands, very satisfying. And Mortis, who I'm not very good in this game mode with, but you taught me a little bit. Did not really help. I was trying to
because you were bad.
I was trying to do dashing with a walking and it wasn't working, so I was walking in the right direction. But I was probably just being bad. And also it looks like basketball in some modes. Looks like the ball is a basketball.
Oh, it's like a beach ball, isn't it?
It looks brown though.
I don't know. It used to be a beach ball in one of them. Are you done with Brawl Ball?
Yeah.
Alright, my number one, Brawl Ball.
Yeah.
You can play pretty much any brawler. Like, there's no bad brawlers, there's just like okay brawlers.
Tick's kind of bad.
No, he's not. He's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because on defense, he's really strong because of his gadget, and on offense, he can just walk the ball in with his gadget. Mm. So just his gadget. And yeah, and just his like super is really good. He's really good at defense because like he just has like two ways to knock the ball.
Well, I'm also just not very good with Tick, so.
Alright, and you can get some like pretty cool plays in Brawl Ball. Like it's like the place to go if you want to make a cool video about like cool things you did. And it's like an easy to play, hard to master game mode, which is awesome. And I like the strategy to it, like cornering the ball, giving the ball to the enemies or just holding it. And
walking through people.
It's at 4.9 stars. Because it's not an original game mode, because there's so many other games that are just soccer. So, yeah, but I really like how you can kill people in it. It's just soccer, but you can kill people.
Mm-hmm. And then right,
your number one.
My number one, Solo Showdown. I actually don't have anything higher than 4.5 stars. It's at 4.5 stars. So this is also explaining Duo Showdown, just Duo Showdown's a little different. So it's very enjoyable, just have no point in it, but not to die. And most of the other game modes teach you how to play Showdown, so it's kind of like the base mode. Bounty's teaching you how to kill people and teamers. Gem Grab and Hot Zone are for, like, not dying. And the rest are just for playing and fun. And in Solo Showdown, you kind of do some fun stuff. But I agree with the Brawl Ball thing, how it's, like, the thing to do when you're doing cool video. But I just like Showdown because pushing and I just think it's pretty fun. That's
yeah, but now we can tell you our overall scores for the game modes. So I calculated the average of mine and it is 3.35 stars for Brawl Stars, I guess. That's not that good. But I guess since if I only play the two modes I really like, then it's like 4.7.
Mine's 4.2 then. 4.25.
Well, no, you gotta add it all
up. Yeah, I know. No, I meant if you... Okay,
here,
so
here, let's
0.1 plus 1.5 plus 2
you're
plus...
going way too fast. Plus 2.
Plus
3
plus 3.5 plus
3.8
plus
4
plus
4.5. Alright, let's see what your average is.
No, it's gonna be so much lower.
Your average is 2.8.
Well, I don't play the worst ones. Like, I rarely play Gem Grab or Siege, and I play Bounty a little bit.
I love Gem Grab. Alright, yeah, but that's it for this episode. I guess I will spit out the balance changes because I'm bored.
Patooey.
I don't like that.
Patooey.
So, now we can just... I'll spit out the balance changes for you guys.
Patooey.
And you can hear them. Like the god that I am.
Patooey.
Oh, god. Clicking buttons. I'm just loading up the balance changes here. All right, here we go. First off, the boosts. So Shelly, her fast forward gadget dash length increased by 11%. So now it's the same dash as Max's dash. Her shell shock star power got a slow duration increase from 4 to 4.5 seconds. And Band-Aid healing increased from 1800 healing to 2000 healing. So
I just want to say that Carl looks like he has buck teeth. I mean, like a beaver. He looks like a beaver.
Okay. Next up is Carl. His attack speed was increased by 15%. So before, his star power increased his attack speed by 13%. Now, normally, it's increased by 15%, and his star power will increase it even more. So Carl, I think he's going to be capital
C.
Capital B broken. Capital B-R-O-K-E-N broken.
It wasn't C.
Because it'll be so intensely easy to hit his shots and dish out damage really fast. Next up is Brock. So his main attack damage increased from 1568 to 1652. So now he does the same damage as Surge. So if you just heard a noise, my dog did something and my dad yelled at my dog.
Yeah, because our dog's weird.
So next Stinky. Up, Dynamite got a movement speed buff. So from normal to fast. So now he's the same speed as like the tanks, like El Primo, Rosa, yeah. Jackie, Franck.
It's not what he needs, though. He needs
A new
faster rotation.
He needs his shots to explode faster. But that would wreck Dynajump.
Dynajump would be
so. And good. My suggestion for making Dynamite good, replace Fidget Spinner with for his next three attacks he does or something. They explode on contact with a player. Okay, next up we got the nerfs. There are six of them. Well, to six brawlers. Yeah, and there are six of them. First off, Jessie, her turret's health decreased from 3,200 to 3,000. Now has the same health as her. Then plugged-in speed for 8-bit decreased by 20%. So instead of getting the same speed as a tank, he now gets the same speed as a normal brawler.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still going to be good. Third of all, Poco. They just reverted his supercharge. Takes 5 hits instead of 4. I think that's fine. Next up, Barley. Attack range decreased by 8%. They're just reverting his range buff. And he does a lot of damage. So I think Barley is going to be like
fine.
Around like 17th place overall. Not the best brawler anymore. Second last, Belle's attack range decreased by 6%. So now it's the same range as Piper, Brock,
that's
and
annoying.
Byron. I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't know. I feel like they should have like made her bounce shots only be able to bounce like 5 times or something though.
Yeah, because it takes 2.
I don't even know what part about her is broken, but she's really good. I think it must be the bounce shots, though.
Yeah, the bounce shots are so annoying.
And then finally, Sandy. His super requires 6 hits instead of 5 to charge. Just reverting what they did, like, 4 months ago. And there is no Stu being killed, so that sucks.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing about Belle. This is about Nightmecha Curl and Belle. So I've been so used to what Belle's shooting
effects.
Me and, the, like, lightning effect. So, I was playing with my friend a few days ago, and I'm sorry, I'm very bad at talking. And
you're playing
and
movie.
Did
you say you're playing movie with your friend?
No, I was playing with my friend.
Oh,
and I was playing Duo Showdown, and there was this Nightmecha Crow, and it hit me with I'm sorry, I'm very bad at talking. So, we were playing Duo Showdown, there was a Nightmecha Crow, it hit one of us, so we were like, hey, get away from me. Because
oh,
we thought we were going to keep getting bounced back and forth, and then we were like, oh, it's just a crow.
I mean, if they have the Bell Golden Hand skin, it's fine.
Yeah, then that's completely
fine. Alright, that's going to be it for this episode. There'll be another episode dropping tomorrow. How many boxes do I have saved up? I have, like, a ton.
I have 5 mega boxes, 8 big boxes, and 1 brawl box, and 100 power points for Squeak.
I don't know how much I have, but I have a lot. I have like 68 boxes in total, but if you convert them to small boxes, it'd be like around 400 probably. I don't know. No clue. But yeah, that's going to be it for this episode, and we'll see you tomorrow in both our YouTube video and our podcast.
Shmoosh.
Don't know what that was.
Shmoosh.